Stephen Hughes, Labour MEP for the North East. Your involvement really with this issue, this plant, this Twinings plant in North Shields continues. What is this next step?
We are pressing both the Commission and the UK Government to mobilise the European Globalisation Adjustment Fund, money that would directly help the workers affected, to support them through training, retraining, to set up their own businesses, to become self-employed, whatever they would prefer to do. This would be a package of finance dedicated to their use.
And you've actually joined with two other MEPs from another area affected by job losses at Twinings and put together a letter. What actually is the letter and who's it going to?
This is an appeal to our own Minister for Employment in the coalition government in Britain to apply for the European Globalisation Adjustment Fund money. The application has to come from government. We're one of the only governments that have never applied for money from this fund. The real reason that the government haven't applied is that this would become removed from the rebate that Britain gets from the European budget. Unfortunately, however, the money is being used anywhere that would come back to us in the form of a rebate. Some money will come back to the Treasury eventually, but this money could be put to good use in our regions now, in the northeast and in the southeast of England, and we're being denied that possibility.
Now, as you say, as far as we're aware, the UK government has never applied to this fund. What makes you think that it's going to be any different in this case?
Well, I think we have to impress upon government that this money is being used everywhere else. Just today, two more allocations were voted through, one to Poland, one to the Czech Republic. This is money that is coming from the margins of the budget. That's money that would normally be divided up and sent back as rebates to national treasuries. It's our rebate, therefore, that is subsidising the use of the Globalisation Adjustment Fund in other parts of the European Union. So it really is crazy, the policy being carried on by government. They have to see that it is crazy and make this application.
And do you think that those workers who have perhaps lost or are losing their jobs up there in your constituency, how do you think they would be left feeling if no application comes from the British government, whilst at the same time, as you say, workers from other countries are benefiting from this fund?
I know from my conversations with trade unionists representing the workers that they're appalled that this is actually happening, that this money is available and is not being applied for by government and put to use to help the workers who are losing their jobs. The fact that an allocation was made today to Poland really rubs salt into the wound. This is where the plant would be transferred from the northeast, the southeast to Poland. It really is totally unacceptable that we're not pulling down this money.
And there have been concerns raised over a separate grant, you know, made to for the setting up a new plant in Poland by Twinings. That is European money. Do you feel that actually the EU owes something to those Twining workers in your patch, and this Globalisation Adjustment Fund money could be just that?
I think so. I think this is a double blow for the workers at Twinings. On the one hand, money has been given to the Polish authorities, European money, to build this new plant in Poland. On the other hand, they're being denied European Globalisation Adjustment Fund money. I have to say that European commissioners involved are very sympathetic. And I know from conversations with both of them, the Commissioner for Regional Affairs and Employment and Social Affairs, that they too are scratching their heads over why the British government will not apply for this money.
Now, of course, it is the British government that needs to apply. In your region, you have a Lib Dem and a Conservative MEP. Have you been in touch with them to try and enlist their support on this issue? Will you be doing so?
We will be doing so. On many issues, we work together in approaching the European Commission, and I think we need cross-party support for this particular cause.